Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. Our hymn this week is Under His Wings. We read in Psalm 17, verse 8, "Keep me as the apple of your eye. Hide me under the shadow of your wings." I once read about a Forest Service worker who was walking through an area that had been ravaged by a forest fire. He saw a strange mound and stopped to check it out. To his astonishment, it was a mother bird that had been killed by the fire. As he knelt to examine the bird, he heard a peep from under the pile of ashes. When he turned the bird over, he found several chicks. Instead of flying to save herself, the mother had sacrificed herself in order to protect her brood from the fire that was sweeping toward them. That is what Jesus has done for us. He wants to shelter us under His wings from the firestorm of life. In 1896, William Cushing wrote the words, and Ira Sankey composed the music to the hymn, Under His Wings. Enjoy this featured hymn from Gloryscapes. Under His Wings, verse 1. Under His wings I am safely abiding, though the night deepens and tempests are wild. Still I can trust Him. I know He will keep me. He has redeemed me, and I am His child. And the refrain, under His wings, under His wings, who from His love can sever? Under His wings my soul shall abide, safely abide forever. Verse 2. Under His wings, what a refuge in sorrow! How the heart yearningly turns to His rest! Often when earth has no balm for my healing, there I find comfort, and there I am blessed. Under His wings, under His wings, who from His love can sever? Under His wings my soul shall abide, safely abide forever. Verse 3. Under His wings, oh, what precious enjoyment! There will I hide till life's trials are o'er. Sheltered, protected, no evil can harm me. Resting in Jesus, I am safe evermore. Under His wings, under His wings, who from His love can sever? Under His wings my soul shall abide, safely abide forever. Blessings, dear hearts. Draw near to God today. Trust Him completely. And be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.
If you enjoyed Pastor Cecil's devotional today, you probably know someone else who would as well. Please let them know about dailyevotional.com. Pastor Cecil reminds us on a regular basis about the importance of getting into God's Word, and you can join us in doing just that by going to dailyevotional.com and going down to the bottom of the page and finding the section entitled The Bible in 1 Year and Prayer. If you don't currently have a plan for reading the Bible, this can help you. If you listen to Pastor Cecil read the scripture portions for the day, at the end of his reading, you'll hear him pray a special prayer for the day. May the Lord bless you and keep you.